We can never practice unconditional love enough. We can never practice unconditional love enough. No matter what we do in life, no matter what I do in life, I can never practice unconditional love enough. When I let the past be gone, when I let memory be gone, and I let all thoughts of whatever was be gone, and live in this very moment, then I'm living in unconditional love. Then I'm living in happiness. Then I'm living in peace. Then I'm living in joy. Then I'm living in the magic of the now. And I'm living in all of that now, because that's all that matters. And that's all that is, living in the now. I can never practice unconditional love enough. How do I look at the world? How do I look at life? How do I look at all that I see? How do I look at all that I know? How do I look at everything in my thoughts? How do I look at everything in my world? How do I look at everything that is? Well, I can never practice unconditional love enough. Just to love so beautifully, to love so fully, to love so wonderfully, to love so happily. And there's no other thought. There's no other idea that goes through my consciousness. There's no other idea that goes through my life, because there's nothing else that matters. Nothing else that matters except to be myself and to enjoy who I am. And when I enjoy who I am and what I am, what am I doing? What am I doing in my life? How am I looking at my world? How am I looking at all the things that are happy and joyous to me? How do I know how to do that? Well, I open my eyes to see good. Yes, I do. I open my eyes to see good. Ellen was picking up my black cat the other day, and the black cat was ready to get down, and black cat Jeannie put out her claws and dug into Ella's leg. And I said, oh, goodness, what is that all about? And I thought to myself, we only have experiences because we have them in our thought. We only have experiences because we have them in our mind, in our heart. Now, did Ellen have the thought that that cat's claw might scratch her? And she did. And the cat did scratch her. Now, did Ellen want that to happen? Well, apparently she did, because nothing can happen in our life unless we want it to happen. Now, that the cat scratched Ellen should not make Ellen be dubious about picking up the cat at a future time and having a very happy and loving cat. So she picks up Sammy, our beautiful gray cat, and she snuggles him. Sammy at first wants to get out. Sammy at first wants to get up and go away. And Ellen reaches and snuggles him, then turns his face toward her. And as she does this, he knows that, okay, this is what it's going to be. I'm going to be snuggled and I'm going to be loved, and I might as well just sort of flow with it. And so that moment, that cat unconditionally loves Ellen. That moment, that cat sees only good in the relationship with Ellen. And then Ellen sees only good. And pretty soon the cat doesn't want to get up and go. It wants to just stay there, because Ellen is seeing the cat as a good cat. Now, Ellen has two cats of her own, and she plays with them and enjoys their company. And some moments Ellen is doubtful, and some moments Ellen is not doubtful. She is so confident that everything is beautiful, she reaches for the cat, and the cat accepts it totally. You and I live our lives like this. We open our eyes, and we see good, and we have good. We open our ears and we hear good. What good do you hear? Do you want to listen to the birds chirping in your garden? Do you want to listen to the happy voices of people around you? Do you want to listen to the happy things that come to you via the internet or the newspapers or magazines or whatever you do? It's up to you. You make the choice. I make the choice by what I listen to. I make the choice by what I observe in my world. I make the choice that everything that I hear is good. Everything that I see is uplifting. All with the eyes of unconditional love, because I practice unconditional love in the now, every single moment of my life. And as I do this, I live every single moment of my life now. And I live it now in the love of my heart and the love of my being and the love of my total self. I open my heart to know good. And as I open my heart to know good, good flows from me in every circumstance. As I open my heart to know good, good is all about me. Good is in everything I am and everything I do. As I open my heart, I am that life, that love, that peace, that joy, that goodness. I open my heart to know good. Opening my heart to know good is something that I practice every single moment of my life. And I enfold it in my unconditionally loving mind, unconditionally loving heart, unconditionally loving soul, my unconditionally loving being. I sort of overdo it, if I can ever say overdo it, and pour myself into it 100%. And I pour myself into it 100% to see all that is beautiful and all that is good and all that is glorious and all that is wonderful. And all of this I am doing as I open my awareness to understand that all is good now. I open my awareness to understand that I make the choices in my life for everything that is beautiful and good. And as I make these choices in my life, these choices reveal themselves in my experiences. I open my awareness to understand that all is good. I don't need to experience it. I don't need to claim it or name it or anything, but just understand that all is good and all is wonderful and all is my awareness of that which is beautiful, which is unconditionally loving under all circumstances. Can anyone be unconditionally loving and under all circumstances to me? No. It is only me, it is only I that can be unconditionally loving. And I'm unconditionally loving to everyone, to all, to every experience, to every activity, to every person, place, or thing. Every animal, I'm unconditionally loving to them. Every pet, I'm unconditionally loving to them. Every tree, every flower, every person on the face of the earth, I'm unconditionally loving to them. I see all of them experiencing every joy that their heart could ever want. I see all of them experiencing every desire that they could ever want to be fulfilled in their life. And I see it done now because it's flowing out of me. It is my reflection. And I look in the world, and when I look in the world, I see the purring, I feel the purring of the cat. I feel the purring of the world saying, yes, it is good. It is wonderful. It is beautiful. It is fantastic. I open my awareness to understand that all is good now and forevermore. There is no other time than now, and there is no other condition but my unconditional love, flooding forth, enfolding, enraptured by all that my world is. And it is my cross, my thought, my creation. I can never practice unconditional love enough. And so I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.